most people, though, when you do that, they decide to really take a look, like lighting a match in a dark place. They feel uncomfortable. So it's easier to turn on your TV or to play with your cell phone to distract yourself from those feelings. But when you understand that change really requires yourself to be uncomfortable to a certain degree because you're leaving the norm for a certain degree of the unknown, then it brings the idea of what thoughts do you really want to fire? I usually say, if things are going so good, it's like, look out, because something else is about to happen. You know, I think that everything starts with a thought. Everything you do in your life, you have to have a thought before you initiate an action, right? So, if you believe that your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, like any great leader in history understands that, the first thing you have to do is decide, are you going to be defined by a vision of the future or by memories of the past? See, most people wake up in the morning and their brain is like a record of the past, you know, an artifact like in your computer storing memory. And so when most people wake up in the morning, they're thinking about their problems, and their problems are connected to certain people and in certain places and feelings. And so as soon as they start turning on those circuits and those memories, they're actually causing them to think. See, every single one of those memories has an emotion attached to it about past experiences. And so the moment you recall the event about a problem in your life, they're based on feeling unhappy and they start feeling discouraged or start feeling anxious or something. And so how you think and feel creates how you live. And so most people's entire state of being is like living in the past. Like, see, you're living in a familiar past. So what happens for most people is that they get stuck in their biology thinking about this. Like, see, your body is your unconscious mind. It doesn't know the difference between experiences in your life that create the emotion and emotion that you can create by thought alone. So if you're living by these emotions every single day alone, those thoughts are coming and you can't think greater than how you feel because you're thinking in the past and your lens of the future is colored by the past. See, most people like to wait for a crisis or a disaster or a diagnosis before they wake up and try to see anything. But and challenges in biology tend to be redundant. If you keep thinking the same thoughts, those thoughts start to fire certain circuits in your brain, and the nerve circuits that fire together wire together, and the nerve cells are hardwired together. And so at the same time, those thoughts produce chemicals called emotions, and the next thing you know, your body gets accustomed to living by the same emotions. It could be guilt, unhappiness, or pain, or anything, just whatever you're feeling. So some people would rather cling to the familiar than take a chance in the possibility. And then how most people say that they don't see how their thoughts really have anything to do with their destiny, but 95% of those thoughts are subconscious programs and you're not even aware that you're having them anyway. And so the things that you've been thinking out, you can't change it unless you begin to observe those thoughts. And then you're not just programmed by your thoughts, you can program your thoughts. And when you do that, so you can decide to really take a look, and it feels like a really dark place and you feel uncomfortable, and so it's easier to turn on your TV or play with your cell phone to distract yourself from those feelings. And when you understand that change really requires to become uncomfortable to a certain degree because you're leaving the known and stepping to the unknown, and then you think of what thoughts do you really want to fire, because your attention on those thoughts begin to rewire circuitry and remold the brain. And see, most people are waiting for their life to change so that they can feel different or happy or feel whole, whatever. It's the old model of cause and effect. So if you're living with emptiness, living with lack, living with pain, most people have been conditioned that something out there has to take away this feeling that I have inside, whether it's emptiness or not. And if you believe that you're creating in your life, And you can't be living by lack, because lack does not create abundance. That you don't really, so see, you really don't actually create wealth, you generate wealth. The moment you start teaching your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like before it manifests, your body, as the unconscious mind, believes it's living in that future at the present moment. It's a scientific fact that it's the environment signals the gene, okay? The end product from experiencing the environment is the emotion. So when you begin to embrace and elevate an emotion, you're beginning to signal the gene ahead of the environment. And so genes make proteins, and proteins are responsible for the structure and the function of your body. And the expression of proteins is the expression of life. So by you creating an elevated emotion, by teaching your body what that future will feel like before it's made manifest, your body is starting to live in that future reality in the present moment. And here's the key. If you're able to become familiar with gratitude, become familiar with wholeness, become familiar with abundance or freedom or happiness, you're able to generate those chemicals every single day. More than likely, you'll be walking around feeling like the future has already happened. And then you're no longer looking for it to happen. You would already feel like it has happened. And what's the importance of that? Well, you're literally becoming somebody else. You're leaving your feelings of lack all behind you, and you can move into a better future. And it's something that you have to do if you want to see a brighter day someday.